Gymnastics is a popular spectator sport, especially during the Summer Olympics. Many gymnasts develop their skills as members of a college team. But the number of men's gymnastics programs in the country has fallen so low, some say the sport may soon disappear. From member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, Susan Kaplan reports.
Music blares and chalk dust hangs in the air as about a dozen guys from the University of Massachusetts gymnastics team prepare for a meet. The chalk is to keep their hands from slipping off apparatus. Their routines look superhuman. Some say gymnastics is the hardest sport in the world. Every gymnast on the UMass team has spent at least 15 to 20 hours a week for the last decade doing the sport. Longtime head coach Roy Johnson.
These kids are the future. Blaine Wilsons, Tim Daggett, Peter Vidmar, all those kids, you know, that you look back and just gave America just a great show.
But it turns out that producing Olympic athletes isn't an insurance policy for collegiate gymnastics. In the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles, winning a gold medal rested on the high bar routine of UCLA's Tim Daggett.
I've got it. All I have to do is land that dismount.
Daggett scored a perfect 10. Daggett says his Olympic success was great for UCLA.
We were recognized tremendously, you know, during that year and for many years after. They did, however, drop the sport of gymnastics.
Today, Daggett coaches kids at his gym in Agawam, Massachusetts, where he says almost half of the 1,300 students are boys. Daggett says going from about 138 collegiate teams in 1978 to 24 today is devastating. And even though he's optimistic the number will turn around, he says more athletic directors and college presidents need to line up behind the sport. And he charges the NCAA with letting gymnastics down.
You know, when I went to school, they were very proud of the fact that there were a lot of different sports that they offered. And they were proud of the fact that they were collegiate athletes. Collegiate. They were athletes, but, you know, they got great grades and they went out and they were pillars of the community. And I don't know if they even care about that anymore.
What the NCAA has done for gymnastics and other men's small and non-revenue producing sports like wrestling is to pass a rule that allows them to hold national championships even though they fall well below the required 40 teams. But Peter Corman, who coached the last two U.S. men's Olympic teams, says it would take a miracle to reverse a decline that happened gradually and without much notice.
It did sneak up on people. I don't think it was anticipated. I think that the future of men's collegiate gymnastics looked good in the 70s and got bleak in the beginning of the 80s. And then all of a sudden, you know, we were down to losing, you know, way more programs than we had. And unfortunately, it's happening in other men's sports, not just gymnastics, other men's non-revenue Olympic-type sports. So it really is an epidemic.
Corman is convinced that losing collegiate gymnastics means the eventual demise of the Olympic sport.
When there's no interest in gymnastics because there's no opportunities for gymnastics, people just forget about your sport. And, you know, that affects everything at all levels, from beginning right through to the Olympics. And we're close to that right now.
All right, very fast. Let me see a good stick. Oh, close, close.
Despite the precarious state of men's collegiate gymnastics, the number of private clubs and the number of boys taking classes is increasing. In 1992, there were 9,000 boys competing in the U.S. Last year, there were 11,000. Dozens of trophies line the walls at Hampshire Gymnastics School in Amherst, Massachusetts. Today's workout includes events like pommel horse, parallel bars, and floor.
My name is Chris Sullivan. I've been on the team for about 7 years, I think, doing gymnastics since I was two.
The 15-year-old Sullivan says he knew the number of college teams was declining, but he didn't realize how few remained. He says it's disheartening.
It would be very awkward to spend so much time throughout my whole life doing it and then suddenly reaching college age and not being able to do it anymore just because there weren't any teams to compete with. If it wasn't my choice to stop.
The owner of Hampshire Gymnastics, Ann Vexler, is a veteran gymnast. She says if men's college gymnastics is destroyed, it will hurt the sport overall.
The sport is unique in that men and women train together, they coach together, and without men's gymnastics at the college level, women's gymnastics will not be able to get the coaching out of the men's program that we've always had. So in the end, women's gymnastics is going to suffer, and it could mean the end of women's gymnastics. It will just take another 20 years.
There are sharp disagreements about who's to blame for the decline of men's gymnastics. Everything from Title IX, the federal law mandating gender equity in schools, to the escalating costs of men's football and basketball are thrown into the debate. And next month, the Government Accounting Office is expected to release a report on the addition and elimination of college sports. No matter what the cause, boys who may be dreaming about becoming college gymnasts or even making it to the Olympics are unlikely to have the chance. For NPR News, I'm Susan Kaplan.